A frequent succession of storm systems will be moving across the Midwest over this next full week that will likely result in some periodic snowfall and a little bit of rain. We've already seen this pattern begin with the rain and snow event that took place yesterday across the region. That system is winding down this morning with some occasional light snow falling across some of the northeastern parts of the region this morning. As we go through this next 24-hour period, we'll take a little bit of break in the precipitation, but it will be increasing once again. In the last 24 hours, we did notice a fair amount of the eastern and southern parts of the Midwest picking up on precipitation. Moisture totals range from about a half to 1 inch and about a third across portions of northeastern Kentucky and southwestern Ohio. Some immediate neighboring areas in the southeast corner of Indiana were also impacted in a similar manner. Moisture totals elsewhere across the Midwest, especially east of the Mississippi River, were running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around 5/10 of an inch. Most of the precipitation fell as rain, but the snow did occur across the region from parts of Wisconsin and Illinois, northern Illinois, into portions of Michigan. Well, the forecast is going to promote additional opportunities for snow across the region. Because our temperatures have already turned quite a bit cooler across the area, we're likely to see the coolness stick around, so all of the precipitation that occurs in the coming week will have to occur as snow. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were limited to the single digits and teens across a part of the upper Midwest, while readings in the 30s and 40s occurred in the central areas. A few 50-degree temperatures ended up occurring in parts of Ohio and Kentucky. Today's temperatures will not be nearly as warm. We'll likely see many areas across the Midwest are trending cooler over the next few days. Highs will be in the 20s and 30s across many areas today, with some 40s occurring from Nebraska southward into parts of Kansas and southwestern Missouri. In contrast, temperatures near zero will occur most of the day today in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. Tomorrow's temperatures will not be a great deal different. It will be colder, though, over a larger part of the northwestern sections of the region. Highs will be limited to the negative single-digit readings in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, while positive single-digit readings in teens occur southward into portions of northeast Kansas, northern Missouri, all of Iowa, and eastward from there into parts of Michigan. The warmest weather will likely be in the southeast part of the Midwest, where 30s and 40s are expected. The cold weather will be still present across many areas as we go into Friday and Saturday. Temperature changes are not likely to be very significant during that period of time. Our coldest temperatures at night will likely occur tomorrow and Friday in the uppermost parts of the Midwest, where lows in the negative 20s and negative teens will occur. This will impact portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota primarily, but we'll also be looking at some negative single-digit readings occurring southward into Nebraska and southern Iowa. The temperatures will not be any colder any further south than that, and it looks like most of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see temperatures no colder than the single digits and a few lower teens. The precipitation potentials that I've hinted at here suggest that we will likely encounter some light snowfall across the upper portions of the Midwest as we go forward through the day today and overnight tonight. Accumulations will run a dusting to 1 or 2 inches. The precipitation will focus on the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Another system will likely evolve as we move into Thursday night into Friday. This will produce greater snows from South Dakota into Iowa and portions of Illinois and eventually into Ohio and parts of Michigan. Snow accumulations with that event will likely run 2 to 4 inches. Another storm system will show up later next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.